We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager, Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner Football, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Store and Barbecue on a Tuesday night. We're looking back at a win over Baylor, and we're looking ahead to OU Texas. It's the Lincoln Riley Show, minus the head coach tonight, who is still a little bit under the weather. Don't worry. I'm told he's at work, and he's getting the team ready, just not quite ready for a public appearance, and he doesn't want to make all of us sick. So he's fine if you're out there. But we've got a more than capable pinch hitter tonight. Please welcome the wide receivers coach of the University of Oklahoma, Dennis Simmons, everybody.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
How you doing, coach?
Okay.
Good. Thanks for being here tonight. You got the call out of the bullpen from the head coach this afternoon. So thanks for being willing. Coach is okay, right? Put people's minds at ease.
Yes, he's fine.
All right. That's good.
I just left him about 5 minutes ago.
All right. You're not contagious, are you?
No.
You know, hey, when I thought he was going to be here tonight, I brought one of these. Last thing we need is for me to get sick on Saturday. So, but you're here. I don't need it.
No, I think you're good.
All right, that's good. 66-33 against Baylor. What was your impression?
We played well for the most part. You know, I thought there's, you know, as the coach party, you always see the things that you don't do right. So, I mean, obviously there were some things that we, some yards that we left out on the field. But, you know, for the most part, I thought we played well.
It's a true coach when you put 66 points on the board and you're like, yeah, there's some things we left out on the field on Saturday. Let's start with what you were happy with. Boy, big plays from CD and Marquise. Calcaterra got into the mix. I mean, we're going to talk about more than your position tonight, but
Lee
your guys.
Morris.
Huh?
Lee Morris.
Lee Morris, that's right. Twice Lee Morris. Your guys had a big night.
They had fun. Yeah, they were happy. they were very happy, most of them.
Yeah. What was working for them against Baylor?
Well, you know, we got some man-on-man matchups out there, and we were able to take advantage of it and make some competitive catches and, you know, turn and get straight upfield.
Let's talk about some of the big plays, and we'll take a look at some highlights from C.D. Lamb and Hollywood Brown on Saturday night. Boy, all year long, these two guys, not that it's a surprise. You knew coming into the year they were great players, but the big plays are what jump out at you. I mean, that's ridiculous right there, Coach.
Yeah, that was a pretty above average catch right there.
Tell me about some of these touchdowns.
You know, that's a tunnel screen right there. You know, our lineman did a great job of getting out and getting on the second level, and Marquise, you know, showcased his speed and got up in there and made guys miss. This was, you know, it was an excellent run by CD, but more importantly, it was a great block by Lee Morris and Marquise downfield.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, three of these plays are relatively short passes. Those two, and there's one coming up right here. It's a little pass out into the flat to Marquise, and they just make people miss.
Yep.
I mean, you have your fair share of bombs in this offense, don't get me wrong, but these, your guys are capable of making big plays out of short passes.
Yeah, and, you know, we call it routine plays, but, you know, we figure if we can stick our toe in the ground and attack the defenders, we get in the field, give them a little wiggle and make a miss, and, you know, let the rest be as may.
You talked about Lee Morris. You brought up Lee Morris. Take a look at him on Saturday. Two more touchdowns. Coach, he's got 8 career catches, 5 touchdowns.
I know. We need to get him the ball more, huh?
That's all he does is catch touchdowns for you. What a great story he is, though, this year.
And Lee has worked his butt off ever since he's gotten there from day one, and it's a great thing to see him be able to display that on Saturdays.
Got a scholarship earlier this year. He just keeps getting into the end zone for you. You know, from the moment this kid came on campus and now he's earned a scholarship for you and he's a pivotal part of this offense, tell us a little more about Lee Morris, the young man.
He's an incredible young man. I mean, he's one of those guys that's going to be 5 minutes early to wherever he's supposed to be and stay 20 minutes after. Very spiritual kid. So, I mean, he's the type of kid that you definitely want to pattern your son after.
Anytime you get one of those moments, and I know it's been a few weeks back now, but you get one of those moments where a walk-on has the ability or you guys have the ability to give them a scholarship, what a cool moment that must be for you.
Oh, I mean, that's, you know, Coach Stoops did it prior to, you know, Lincoln taking over the program, and that's just, you know, that's been a part of the OU DNA. It's always, you know, if you have someone in your family that's worked hard and deserved it, you're going to take care of those guys. So, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to witness the expression that they have on their face when they find out that they're getting it. And, you know, obviously it's a cool thing for Coach to be able to do that for those guys.
My favorite part is the reaction of certainly Lee or whoever is getting the scholarship, but the teammates are always so excited for them. Yeah,
those guys are truly brothers. I mean, you see how much time they spend around each other working out, you know, during the summer and all of that stuff. So, I mean, when something good happens for one, it's like it's happening for all of them.
There's the moment a few weeks back. Great moment. And man, he's playing good football for you too, giving you another threat there at that inside receiver spot. One more guy that got into the end zone, Grant Calcaterra, hadn't got him a touch yet this year. What a catch, though, he made to get his first touchdown of the season.
Yeah, it was reminiscent of the one he made at TCU last
year.
So, I mean, he's a big guy and he has great hands, very capable of catching the ball out away from his body. So they put it up there. He's going to go rebound it.
You said there were some things that you weren't happy with. What would that be?
You know, there was a couple of things in the run game where I felt like we could have finished a little bit better getting down the field. There was one route that one of my guys ran that I wish he would have squeezed it a little bit more. He caught the ball, but he caught the ball out of bounds. So I would have loved to see him get a catch. So, I mean, that's, you know, the coaching part of you want to capitalize on every drive that you have. Which doesn't always happen, but you know, you always work and hope for it.
You want perfection, yeah?
Basically.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what makes you guys great. You're kind of sitting in for the head coach tonight, so just, you know, the game as a whole, both sides of the ball, what was your takeaway?
Well, I thought, you know, our punt team actually got it started for us. Well, we're getting a turnover down there for us and kind of put us in great field position to get in the end zone on the first score. So, you know, that was excellent. And then, you know, we had energy on the sideline, which, you know, there's something that a lot of teams don't talk about, but it's something that, you know, we focus on heavily to keep those guys out there on the field ready to play. So I thought that was good. And then, you know, some of the tackles and some of the stops that those guys put on that quarterback on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, I know he was in the ice bath Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Yeah, Caleb Kelly, I think, reconfigured the spine there at the end. I hope Charlie Brewer's okay, but six sacks and you guys hit him a whole bunch. All right, we're going to take an opening timeout. We're going to talk some more about some of Dennis's receivers. We're going to take some of your questions as well when we go forward. The Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox is at OU on the air if you want to shoot us a question. We'll be back.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract. Just...
get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
This October, you do not want to miss a very limited one-night appearance at Riverwind. That's right. It's Cameo. Live in Riverwind Show Place Theater, Saturday, October 13th. Cameo, Saturday, October 13th at Riverwind. Tickets at the box office or riverwind.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here,
which means it's tailgating season.
Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
If you're like me, when you're looking for a car, you want to be treated right. Free oil changes are nice, but what about after the sale? That's why I always come to Patriot Ford. Best service in the state. Don't take my word for it. Ask Coach.
When it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford.
The best part is right now they're offering a 4-year, 60,000-mile warranty with every new vehicle sold. Every vehicle. What are you waiting for? Come down I-35 to exit 95 to Patriot Ford in Purcell, Oklahoma.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free. Getting together with friends or family to tailgate the next OU game, then grab some bags of Tostitos chips and get ready to go long. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind, still the one. Baylor blitzes. They bring the house. Lob out. Tees caught it. 20. Cuts up 25. Hit. Falls forward. He's got the first down out to the 30.
Screen on the outside with one-on-one.
Sooners punch the gas. Quick snap. Kyler's going to take a shot deep. Looking for Hollywood down the far sidelines. It's caught. Is he inbounds? He is! What a play! Snap to Murray. Here they come. Quick throw. That's caught underneath. Little route to 20. Up the middle. Goes. That's going to be Hollywood into the end zone. A screen pass, Hollywood gutted him. Touchdown. Drive Summary is brought to you by AAA Insurance. At home or on the road, we've got you covered. There weren't a whole lot of drives that took a whole lot of time for you on Saturday. I think there were. There's the Governor's Cup, by the way. OU in possession of the Governor's Cup and the Golden Hat, both of which are trophies that are given to the winning team in the OU-Texas rivalry, both of which are here with us tonight. You see the Governor's Cup there and the Golden Hat over there to the right. There's a lot. I mean, we need security, please. There's a lot going on up here tonight. But I think there were five drives, five of your scoring drives that didn't go to a third down. That's getting it done efficiently.
Yeah, that's getting it done fast.
Yeah. Probably the defensive coaches didn't like that very much, but that's well done. Opening segment, by the way, was presented by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. By the way, Dennis Simmons, wide receivers coach, you were not a wide receiver in college.
No, I wasn't.
I don't know if people know this. You played at BYU.
Yes.
And you were an outstanding linebacker, I'm told, for them.
Yes, I played linebacker.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
You were also a broadcast communications major.
Yes. I actually interned with Holly Rowe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
At ESPN?
No, she was at the Blue and White Network at the time. Her career started off in Utah.
Very one of my favorite people in the business, Holly Rowe.
Awesome.
Yeah. How cool is that? So what did you, if the coaching wasn't going to be your thing, what was your other option then?
You know, after the first couple of times your class projects, when you see yourself behind the camera, I knew that I was not going to do communication. I was not going to do broadcasting, so I quickly shifted to broadcast sales.
Okay. Well, sales was the direction. You were not the on-microphone stuff.
Yeah, I was not going to be in front of the camera guy.
You did it to yourself tonight, though. As soon as Lincoln saw broadcast communication major on the resume, he said, Dennis is my fill-in if I ever get sick. So, we got some questions rolling in from the fans tonight at OU On The Air, the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. Several people have asked for your favorite Mike Leach story. Now, Dennis coached for 3 years at Washington State.
Yes.
And about a decade, right, at Texas Tech with
yes.
Coach Leach.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you've got many.
Could you
share one with us?
I'm trying to think of one that probably wouldn't get him in trouble or myself.
What a fascinating. I mean, your life had to be constantly entertaining.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy. You know, him and my mom had this weird relationship, like they were brother and sister. They used to always hang out. So, like, when my mom would come to town, Mike would basically just come over to the house, and they would just – he loves soul food, so she would make fried chicken. And, I mean, it was just like I had a brother and I had a guest, and he wouldn't go home. He'd get her to make him collard greens.
I'd come hang out at your house and eat fried chicken and collard greens.
Yeah.
How about that? He's a fascinating guy. Yeah. Oh, entertaining. Yeah, very cool part of your life. David McCallie in house, what makes CeeDee Lamb so special?
Size, speed, and tremendous catch radius.
Yeah.
As an athlete, as a kid, he's probably the most genuine person you'll ever meet in your life.
I don't know if I've seen a receiver better at high pointing a football than he. I mean, he's the best at going up and getting it.
He does.
At the top. What is that, a skill, a talent? You develop that? You're born with it?
Yeah, that's a God-given gift there. Besides, he has huge hands.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier.
How about the catch earlier this year on the sidelines? Your thoughts on that?
Oh, wow. I prefer him catch it with two, but, I mean, if you're going to do it, I mean. That was a very above average catch.
Prefer you get a foot down in bounds, but still made the. But the one Saturday.
I honestly thought they should have gave it to him just for the effort alone. But I mean, I'm biased.
This is a great question, and we were talking about this on the radio broadcast on Saturday. It's about the end of the first half when Baylor kicked a field goal. So they're driving. They get tackled. The clock's running. They run the field goal unit on, and they kick a field goal with time ticking off the clock and run off the field. So the question was brought up, you know, in the normal course of play, if the offense substitutes, the official has to stand over the ball
right.
to allow the defense time to substitute.
Right.
Is the rule different in that circumstance? Because that was not done.
Yeah, you know, that question was brought up amongst us, too, and we just kind of got told stand over here and let them run off the field, and we'll see you guys in the next half.
So, that's what the officials told you.
Yeah. So, I mean, trust me, that question was brought up because, I mean, technically it is a sub.
Right.
And we didn't get a chance, you know, or they didn't do the runoff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I wonder what the rule is there. I wonder if there's a different set of rules or if it just wasn't administered correctly.
You know, they're human sometimes. Time too, so everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, that's true. I want to ask you about some of the other guys on offense that aren't wide receivers. Kennedy Brooks, we got to see him in a little bit bigger role on Saturday, had some big touchdown runs in the second half for you. This looks like a young man who may be able to help you out going forward.
Yeah, I mean, all last spring, I mean, you guys don't get the privilege all the time of watching those practices, but all last spring, I mean, he was making runs like that throughout practice. So, I mean, he has, you know, he has the ability to finish the run at the end, and he has that juice. So, I mean, you know, he's, you know, definitely capable of doing that. And, you know, it was fun to watch him and see the expression on his face when, you know, he was able to make those plays.
Always a couple of things about running backs other than just carrying the football that they've got to be good at to get on the field. One of them's being a receiving threat. The other one is making sure you protect QB1 back there. How's he coming along in those areas?
You know, he's improving every day with his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. And, you know, he's a tough kid. So, I mean, he doesn't mind sticking his face in there.
Trey Sermon, the yards after contact have always, I think, been what pops off the screen about him. You know, he's capable of making the big play. But the one on Saturday where he caught the little swing pass and just pinballed off a guy's almost into the end zone was amazing. He's done that his whole career.
I had a coach when I was in college used to say about guys like Trey that guy runs angry.
Yeah.
Trey runs angry.
That's
and,
right.
I'm just glad that he's on our side.
He's a unique guy. Marcellus Sutton, I don't know if his status is going to be on Saturday, but T.J. Pledger's the guy we've seen a little bit of. What do you think about T.J.?
T.J.'s small in stature, but, I mean, he's got the heart of a giant. I mean, he's another kid that's not afraid to stick his face in there. And when he gets his opportunity, I expect nothing but great things. And, you know, you guys will be talking about him at some point, whether it's next week or the week after.
Anything about what Kyler has done early in the year surprising to you?
Not surprising. I mean, you're talking about a kid that never lost a high school game. So, I mean, you knew that he had talent. You knew that he had a leadership capability about himself, and he was competitive. So, I mean, you know, no, it hasn't really been much of a surprise. It's been a pleasure to watch, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to keep it going.
Does he ever take off on one of those runs and even you guys who have seen so much football and watch it in practice and everything go, wow. I mean, that extra gear is something else.
Yeah, that was one that he had in the Army game where he got down the field. And I was like, that boy fast.
That's right. You know what's been impressive to me is, you know, we knew he was fast. We knew he could run. If you watched last year, you saw he had a big and accurate arm. I think a lot of people thought he was just a running quarterback. But the poise that he has shown late in close games, you know, Saturday was a situation where he could have been rattled a little bit. He didn't get to start that game, but comes right in, touchdown. He seemed unfazed. He seems unfazed, I think that's a good word, by the big stage and the big responsibility he's got.
Well, I mean, he's a kid that's been, you know, mentored by his father. And, you know, he has, you know, Lincoln in the room with him now to mentor him. So, I mean, what is there to be fazed by? I mean, leading up to the game, everything that you're going to need to know about being successful in this game, Lincoln's going to make sure that he's very well abreast to it. So, I mean, all he has to do is just go out and do what he does.
Baker was great. He won the Heisman Trophy, for Pete's sake, and he's doing his thing now at the NFL. Kyler is great. He's getting it done in a little bit different way than Baker did. And inside that team room, I'm not asking you to compare as in one guy's better than another in any area, but I would imagine maybe personality-wise they're probably a little different as well.
Yeah,
or maybe a lot different.
Yeah, Kyler is more of a quiet leader, where, you know, Baker was the voice in the face of our team, certainly of our offense. So, I mean, yeah, their demeanors are a little bit different, but they're both very competitive kids. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you see the results are somewhat similar.
There was no doubt the team was completely devoted to Baker. I mean, you could tell. Do you get the same sense, even though Kyler's not as loud and boisterous, that, hey, this is our leader, this is our guy?
Yeah, but I don't think that, you know, words made Baker what Baker was. I mean, Baker worked hard. And, I mean, there's times where, you know, I wish people could have seen how hard that kid worked. You know, Kyler's doing the same thing. You know, to play quarterback at the University of Oklahoma, you have to work hard and you have to put in the time and you have to be a master of not only just the game plan, but be a master of having guys in the right place at the right time and knowing how to distribute the football. So, I mean, like I said, both of those kids are incredibly competitive, and the team thrives off of that.
You know what makes a wide receiver's coach the happiest? It's not when his guy catches a touchdown. It's blocking downfield, and we're going to talk about that with Dennis Simmons when we come back. We got some more questions rolling in as well. The Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. You're watching the Lincoln Riley Show here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T. When you can't be at the game, Sooner Sports TV has you covered on the air and online at Soonersports.tv. Sooner Sports TV is presented by our cornerstone partners, Anheuser-Busch, OU Extended Campus, and OU Medicine.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
That was a great game.
You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
We are all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Florence. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way is creating the United Way Hurricane Florence Recovery Fund to support local communities in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and the surrounding areas affected by Hurricane Florence. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
Try a signature wrap from Subway, packed with more of what you love. Subway, make it what you want. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley each Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95.
It's exchange, retreats in the end zone, and the ball! Touchdown, Oklahoma!
Schmutz, and it's an interception by Zach Sanchez. Touchdown, Oklahoma! Short kick down to the 10-yard line to Alex Ross, leading the country in kickoff returns, and he is off to the races! 91 yards, touchdown, Oklahoma!
Football League has watched him very closely since his freshman year. Here he comes again. There he goes. Breaking tackles. Peterson inside the 10. Diving. Touchdown, Oklahoma.
All right, welcome back, everybody. There's the governor's hat. There's the golden hat. Governor's trophy, golden hat. It is the Lincoln Riley Show. Dennis Simmons sitting in tonight. We're going to get back to some of your questions on the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox in just a second, but you saw some of the great moments in the history of this rivalry. Where'd you grow up?
Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right. We're going to talk about Memphis and barbecue in just a second. The OU-Texas rivalry, when did it come on your radar?
Probably right after my first year with Mike in 2000. Pretty intense game. I never really understood the magnitude of it until meeting him, and he was like, nah, that's a different deal. And you know, you hear people talk about it, and then once you become a part of it, then you fully understand, like, yeah, this is a big deal.
First time coaching in the game. What do you remember about just that first experience and all the little things that happened in the course of that game that's unlike anything you've seen before?
Well, you know, coaches always try to say, like, you know, every game is the same. It's just the next team. You know, we used to term teams by their color, but this game's different. This is a physical football game. So I mean, that's the first thing that sticks out, is that, you know, get the ice tubs cold the next day, because everybody's gonna be needing to get in there, because it's gonna be a physical battle. And then, you know, just leading up to the stadium, from the bus ride, from the hotel over, I mean, it's, you know, that you're about to experience something special.
When you're in the middle of the game, you're on the sidelines.
Yes.
Is there a moment even where you can look around and just kind of go, man, this is something?
For me, it happened at the end of the game, you know, and coming out and taking pictures, and then our families are able to come down on the field and be a part of it. To me, that's probably the funnest thing, because, you know, coaches and players spend a lot of time preparing and working for games, and to be able to share that and then have your kids and your family be a part of that is cool to me.
I've heard you talk with, you know, Chris Plank has the chance to interview quite a bit in post-game or on the assistant coaches show, and he asked you about somebody blocking downfield the other day, and you said, well, if they want to play for me, they're going to have to block down. I mean, there's no option about it. Let's talk about blocking downfield, because on the C.D. Lamb long touchdown, Hollywood had the big block that sprung him there on the sidelines. On all of those, there's somebody down. It is something you take tremendous pride in, isn't it?
Because it's an indication of not being selfish. If, you know, if you're willing to sacrifice for your teammate right here, and this is one with CD, you know, returning the favor and blocking for Marquise, which springs him open, then, I mean, it goes hand in hand. You know, the offensive linemen, those guys rarely ever get to touch the ball, but they block for everybody on every play. So, I mean, when you get an opportunity to block for one of the running backs or block for your teammate, I mean, to me, that's just a sign of being a good teammate, and that's a part of the brotherhood.
That innovative play of the game was brought to you by Nissan. Nissan Rogue, the best drive on game day. Nissan's a proud supporter of college athletics. I don't know if this is true or not. You can tell me. I would imagine that when you're recruiting kids out of high school, wide receivers out of high school, that is probably an element of the game that isn't developed. You've got a 5-star wide receiver who probably hasn't had to do a lot of blocking downfield. Is that true? And is there the convincing process of how important that is at this level, I would imagine, is a big part of your job?
Not with the guys in our room. They don't mind stepping up and blocking and helping each other. And trust me, if they don't do it, they're quick to call each other out on it. So, I mean, the type of kids that we're recruiting, that we want to bring in our program, are kids that are not going to be selfish and going to want to go that extra mile for their teammates. I mean, that's a part of having that OU DNA.
How much of that is evaluated at the next level when NFL scouts are trying to evaluate wide receivers in college? How much do they pay attention to their blocking skills?
Oh, it's a big plus. I mean, that's one of those things that separates an average receiver from a complete receiver, a complete football player. And, you know, not only do the NFL guys watch it, but, you know, our opponents, you know, that's the first thing that DBs will look at. Okay, is he playing hard, you know, on this play? All right, if he's not, then is it a run play? If he's straining hard on all of his plays, then it's harder for them to tell, you know, is he just trying to run me off, or is he running out for a route? Is, you know, is he the primary receiver, secondary, you know, secondary read, or what have you? And our deal is we want our guys to play hard for 60 minutes. Every time that you're on the field, play hard, because we feel like, you know, we have enough depth in our room, both Coach Gundy and myself, that if you tired, come out. Let somebody else go in there. They'll play hard, and then we'll get you back in there.
We select one question every week, our Rudy's Anywhere, Sooners Everywhere question of the week from our Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox, and that person gets a $50 gift card to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. And tonight that goes to Ruben, who has asked on Twitter, Dennis, if you could pick any wide receiver in the NFL to bring in for a season at OU, who would you pick? They're eligible. They can come back and play for you. Any wide receiver in the NFL today, who would it be?
Oh, wow. That's a good question, because I got a couple of them that are in the league, so they might be upset if I didn't pick them.
Let's assume D.D. Westbrook is not going to hear this, and Michael Crabtree is not going to hear this.
Oh, man.
Antonio Brown?
Probably Julio Jones.
Okay. Why?
Because he's a freak. I mean, as big as he is, yeah, as fast as he is, as, you know, as physical as he plays, he would be one. I don't know that I could pick just one.
Okay.
I mean, he would be one. Obviously, would love to have, you know, Didi,
sure,
Crab, or shoot, have Shep back. I mean,
one of your guys.
Let's see, who else?
A lot of good ones to choose from. What about Odell Beckham? You're not going to turn any of them down is the answer.
I wouldn't turn any of them down, but I mean, if I had a pick, I don't know that he would necessarily be my first choice.
Okay.
Maybe Landry Jones. Definitely Antonio Brown. I mean, I'm kind of a quiet guy, so, I mean,
Yeah. Not Landry Jones.
Landry works hard.
You're talking
I mean,
about
Landry.
Yeah, he's a terrible wide receiver, though. You're talking about Landry for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you're bringing Landry Jones back to play wide receiver, we probably.
Yeah, I mean.
You're too deep into Texas prep right now. Okay, I got to ask you about, before we take a break, Lincoln brought up one of our fifth quarter questions a couple of weeks ago was the best food spot he has found on the recruiting trail. And he said it was with you, and it was a Memphis barbecue place. And now I understand that he's been telling everybody, and it used to be a secret, and now he's kind of messed up the secret for you. Is that true?
It's not really a secret anymore because it was on that Triple D show. Mm-hmm. It started off as a gas station. And then now good luck trying to get in there because, like I said, it's been on that Drive, Dives, and Diner show.
No, you nailed the name. Yeah.
The place is called Tom's. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in Memphis, you probably have to know somebody in Memphis to tell you how to get there. But if you do get there and happen to get in, the food's really good.
Tom's Barbecue, it's in a gas station.
Well, it's not a gas station anymore. They converted it, you know, after they went Hollywood, after they were on.
There's too much good barbecue in Memphis for that to be the only place, though. You got to give me a couple of other.
A&R.
Now, I like Central, but maybe that's...
Well, are you dry or do you...
I can do dry or wet. I can do either way. Yeah.
A&R is a pretty good one. I mean, I'm not the rendezvous.
It's too mainstream now. Yeah, you got to go. I'm with you.
And then there's a couple of places in the hood that I probably have to take you to and not just necessarily... And we'll go during the day, so you'd be good.
Next time you and I are in Memphis together, I'll let you take me there. All right, that sounds good. But none of them beat Rudy's, is what you meant to say, right? Rudy's Country Store and Bar. That's what he was saying. Yeah.
Rudy's
is number one on the list. We'll take a break.
Brisket burrito in the morning?
Absolutely. Yes. The brisket tacos are out of this world. We'll talk Texas next with Dennis Simmons here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery. So you can keep things running smoothly, even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
You know, I know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Hey Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards.
Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com. Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River Showdown football tickets from Love's Travel Stops, Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, Live OU, Riverwind Resort, Homeland, and Laird Hammond's Laird Trial Lawyers.
He's going to launch it downfield. Watch every bit of it. And into the hands of Jeff Badette. Sooners score it.
Down the right sideline. Andrews wide open. 20-15. 10-5. It's a touchdown. Oh, mama.
Ball loose on the ground. Oklahoma says they have it. And they do. Mayfield sets up deep in the pocket. Fires the deep ball.
Every year, big moments in OU, Texas. There's one or two or five coming this Saturday, I promise you, when the Sooners and Longhorns meet at 11:05 kickoff time Saturday morning down in the Cotton Bowl. Dennis Simmons with us for a couple of more segments. Dennis, on this show every week, Teddy Lehman was here the hour before you were here. We did a show together called The Huddle, and we allow him to ask Lincoln one question.
Okay.
Tonight, we've allowed him to ask you one question. So here's Teddy Lehman's question for you tonight. So, do you have a question for Dennis Simmons tonight?
Yeah, I would just like to know, because, you know, he's an offensive guy, and I just like to know how they game plan against, like, some other defensive players, and just wanted to ask him, like, maybe the most special defensive player that they've had to actually prepare for and scheme against, whatever it's protections or what they do in coverage, how you attack, like, one guy. Because
is this at OU only, or could this be Washington State, Texas Tech, any of its stops?
This could be anywhere, okay. Because, I mean, it's rare that there's those special players defensively that just throw a wrench into everything offenses do. Derek Thomas,
yeah.
Lawrence Taylor, guys like that. Just want to know maybe the most dangerous defensive player they've ever gone up against.
It's a good question.
Shit, he could have been a part of that.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you here. I didn't pick up on it at first, but now I see it. He's hoping you'll say him. While you were at Tech, he was at OU. I didn't put two and two together, but he's fishing for a compliment here.
Well, he has one because, trust me, when we was there and, you know, we played some of those teams that he was a part of, him and Dusty and Tommy Harrison, I mean, it was –
Torrance Marshall.
Yeah, throw the ball as quickly as we can and try not to get that guy behind us killed.
Anybody else jump to mind?
Well, honestly, probably one of the – for an OU fan, one of the greatest nights they could have ever had, the whole jump around deal when we came here when we thought we were pretty
– That was a fun night for us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We thought we were pretty hot stuff there at Tech. You know – Going into that game, we knew that, you know, Mike being here, they kind of understood what we were trying to do in the passing game and signals and all of that stuff because defensive guys, and I used to be one of them, they if they pick up on a hint, they trust me, they remember it. Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of our formations and what we like to do out of formations down by memory, and that was one of the things that – Looking back on that, I wish we would have changed. I wish we would have mixed some things up or disguised some things more to not make that night as glamorous and as happy.
As jump-aroundable as it was.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Texas, especially defensively?
Very physical team, a veteran team. A lot of those guys have had a lot of, you know, have played a lot of football. And I mean, they sprinkle some young athletic guys in around them that are making plays. Really for this game, it's not about the record books or the stats and all of that stuff. It's just, you know, we know that they're going to come out hungry and hard and want to win this football game just as bad as we are. So, I mean, we just got to be, you know, we got to be mentally alert and the most excited team ready to play when we come 11:04 Saturday morning.
All right, we'll take our final break. One more segment with Dennis Simmons. That means fifth quarter when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract. Just...
get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. You can carry Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking.
I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
OG
PG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martel Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, hashtag dinner, hashtag dinner tonight, hashtag dinner time, hashtag dinner is ready, hashtag chicken, hashtag Chick-fil-A, hashtag food, hashtag foodie Friday, hashtag foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
What's better than a beautiful lawn? Well, one that takes less time to mow. Packed with advanced technology the pros use, Toro's Z-Master zero-turn riders turn on a dime, delivering a superb cut in less time than a lawn tractor. Get the mower that gets more done and get a deal on it, too. See your participating dealer for financing details. Toro, count on it. Visit BA Lawn and Garden in Broken Arrow and Ron's Lawnmower in Oklahoma City to learn more.
To thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola. The University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Here's your Big 12 report presented by Red Carpet Charters. There you see the schedule this weekend. The other big game in conference over there on the far right bottom, TCU hosting Texas Tech. That'll be Saturday night, so you can kick back and watch that game after you watch the big one at the State Fair of Texas at 11 a.m. This week's Big 12 report brought to you by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU. Final segment, Dennis Simmons with us tonight. How do you feel like it's gone? We're almost done. You feel like it's gone well?
Yeah.
It's done well,
it's been
right?
Fun.
Yeah. You didn't like an hour and a half ago, you found out you were doing this. You come in, you get to hang out. Maybe we get you some food out of here. It's gone well. Fifth quarter, this is how we end it. We got five fun questions for you that may have nothing to do with the sport of football. And it's brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change. Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. Question number one, your guys all do rock, paper, scissors. I don't know where that came from. Do you know where it came from?
Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah, they're kids. Okay. We have Hollywood on video doing rock, paper, scissors. So we're going to ask you to pick one, and we're going to see if you can beat Hollywood.
Okay.
So what are you doing? Rock, go ahead. He's going scissors. Let's see what Hollywood's got here. Paper, you win. Boom.
That's a man, the coach.
That's a man that knows his personnel right there. Nicely done by you. Question number two was for Lincoln when we thought he was going to be here tonight. What's the best pass you've ever thrown? That doesn't apply to you. What's the best play you made in college at BYU?
Probably second Bo Morgan when we played Air Force for the win.
There you go. End of the game?
Yeah.
Ball game, that's it?
Yeah.
Nice. And we got video of that. Let's roll it. No, we don't have any video of that. That would have been good, though.
Yeah.
Question number three. After you win on Saturday, what state fair food are you most likely to indulge in? You're probably leaving. I understand that. But let's dream for a second as if you got to stay around and have some state fair food.
No,
what would you pick?
No. My wife and my sister-in-law, like, that's their deal. So, I mean, they go to the fair. They are
all about the food?
Yeah, they're connoisseurs of it. So she usually, if it was just me, it's a corn dog. But, I mean, she could tell me, and she'll bring a little sample home of what was just it.
Corn dog's the right answer, by the way. Did you know there's a new item this year? Deep-fried ranch dressing.
No, I didn't, but like I said, she'll probably try it, and if it's something that she thinks I'll like,
I'm... Did you hear the groans from the audience just now?
I bet people like dip it in ranch dressing too when they eat it.
Yeah.
We got to go. Question number four. Other than the Sooner Schooner, what's the coolest mascot in college football?
I like the live animals, so I have to go with LSU, the Tiger.
Good. I was scared for a split second you were going to say Bevo.
No, you went with LSU.
Question number five. Favorite moment of the OU Texas game day experience? One favorite moment. What is it?
Post game, if we win.
Putting that hat on right there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, the family pitcher.
That's the right
the
answer.
Team pitcher.
You went 5 for 5 on fifth quarter tonight on your first one. Nicely done. Thanks for being with us tonight. Tell Lincoln to get better, and best of luck to you and the team down there in the Cotton Bowl on Saturday. Dennis Simmons, everybody. Kickoff just after 11 a.m. Our radio broadcast will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. We'll join there. Lincoln will be here next week. We hope you'll join us. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind, still the one. And by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.